but we're going to get this show started. Are you guys excited for Kill to Death? Now, for those of you who don't know what it is, there will be a improvised murder on stage. And I do have to say that all the characters and all the names are all fake, so don't sue me. Guys, without further ado, give it up for Kill to Death.
Don't sit next to me.
Didn't put the money under my chair because I thought they'd be looking at it the whole night. Because you're all a bunch.
I think you put it right next to me as a weird power move.
It did.
Oh, that feels good.
We do all our episodes with a tub of money near us. It's just our money.
I like having a crowd.
Woo!
On three.
You
can I borrow the crowd? Can I borrow the crowd for a second?
Yeah.
All right. On three, can everyone say, we like you? One, two, three.
We like you!
Oh,
best night of my life.
Oh, that was great.
Awesome.
Do you want to use them for anything?
Yeah. If you guys could pay me five, it's actually ten. I misspoke before. No, just thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you. A hand to you guys.
Wowie.
The ceiling is foliage. I love it.
Yeah. That's why we picked this place. So make sure you look up lots during and get the full effect. Don't look at us, please. We're used to being in a basement with no one watching, so this is unnerving.
If you're feeling hungry, you can reach up. There are fruits.
And some of them are low-hanging, and we will grab them.
Oh.
Those are the jokes we go for.
We are here tonight at the historic Cameron House.
Yes, the Cameron House.
Oh, by the way, I'm Griffin.
Oh, I'm Steve.
We have to do all the normal
this
stuff.
This is Kill to
this
Death.
Is Kill to Death.
Do we?
We solve murders.
We've never done a live show.
But we're here, and there have been so many acts before us on this stage. There have been so many acts and apps activated on this stage.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is where Steve Jobs announced...
His band!
His new band! So that was, oh man, that was exciting. We were there.
We were there in the band.
Yep. we were called Rotten to the Core. And, it was a punk band. It was a good time.
It was good nice. Time.
What else has played on this stage?
The big sixes and the small threes.
Oh, they're good.
It was six, like, 5'10", 5'11 guys, and then three who were, like, 5'8".
And they are clearly the worst members.
Yeah, they were the small three. There was... That big ant used to be a star.
Yep. This piano used to open.
Oh, yeah, back in the vaudeville days.
Oh, yeah. We tried to hire someone to just play along, and we just did this mime, but we couldn't get anyone to open it. So, forget it. We're not going to do it. We'll use our words.
And now us.
And now us.
So what we are going to do, I think this is an appropriate venue to solve a real-life murder case.
Yeah.
So be respectful.
And we're the men's for the jobs, too.
We're the two men's.
Collectively.
But I was wondering, we should get some...
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, two men.
Where is somewhere you might find a body? I'm
you
asking,
guys.
This is an open-ended
yeah,
question.
Yeah, let's prove it's improv, because you guys... what's that? Oh, porta-potty.
You got a porta-potty. Construction site. Houseboat.
Swimming
pool.
Swimming pool. A lot of people have to pee. What's going on up there? Someone literally shouted porta-potty, so that's pretty on the nose. I say someone. It's Eric. Who normally gets referenced as our awful roommate in
whenever
the show.
Whenever I have to pee, I go right to a construction site.
I go to Eric's room. So, what do you want to do? Any of those?
The murder we're solving tonight, it was a body found in a swimming pool.
Yeah, it was. It was. The victim is Finst Bernstrom.
The victim, Finst Bernstrom. Found dead in a swimming pool.
Yes.
Let me write down Bernstrom.
Please. Lest we forget.
Today's guest.
Craig Alliance.
Yes. Craig Alliance. owner of the swimming pool. Craig, come on up.
Craig. Everyone welcome Craig!
Mr. Alliance, hello.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for coming.
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh, you know right what to do with that there, Craig. You're a real showman.
Yeah. I do a lot of, I host a lot of karaoke.
Around the pool?
Yeah, around the pool. I give people electrified microphones as they swim.
Wow.
I think we may have solved the murder. No, I'm just kidding. I give them plastic microphones that echo.
Oh, one of those kid microphones.
Yeah, they're very fun.
Was this your home pool?
Yeah, this is my home pool.
Yeah, your backyard?
Yeah, it's the backyard of the hotel I run.
In-ground?
Wait, what?
Like, it's where I live, but I run a hotel.
You run a hotel, you live
so
there.
So lots of other people go there, too.
And the pool is in the back of it.
Yeah, it's a big pool for everyone that goes to the hotel.
and that's a good question.
Why? What's going on? Why? What?
Is this in-ground or is it useless? I'm going to use that joke again.
Oh, no, it's in the ground. Yeah.
Great, cool.
Yeah. What?
Those are the better ones.
It's in the ground.
It was just a shot at above ground pool.
See, come on.
Yeah.
I got to take them when I can. They have all the advantages.
Yeah, no, we had one of those, but it blew away in the wind.
Wait, you're talking like an inflatable kiddie pool?
No, it was pretty big. The wind was very strong. Yeah.
And so you say you host karaoke back behind your hotel.
That's right, yeah.
So you kind of run everything at your hotel?
Yeah, that's
one
all
man
I do.
Operation?
That's all I do, yeah. I personally only take one day of vacation myself. Otherwise, I'm dedicated to...
Which day is that? A specific day each year?
Yeah, that's right. January 38.
So you've never taken one?
No, but I am waiting for that lucky day. I can't wait.
Someone misprints the calendar in your...
That. Trust me, man. I buy like 30 calendars each year.
Come on. You have to flip. It's January.
Yeah, I'm dying to just put my feet up.
Now, could you not make your own calendar?
Could I make my own?
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
You're a moral man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So, who else works at the hotel with you? Is it just you?
No, there's a bunch of other gentlemen and ladies. Yeah, there's about like 40 of us.
Wow, that's a big hotel.
Yeah, well, there's 12 rooms.
So there's more staff than people staying there at any given time?
The place is wild, man.
Do all the staff live there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really
fun. They fill all the rooms.
It's really fun.
Those are cramped rooms, too. Bunks.
That's the part about the hotel that I like the most is when you choose to stay there, you're choosing to stay with a bunch of freaks that the rest of the world has cast aside that live in this hotel/works.
Where is this hotel for freaks? It must be on the outskirts of town.
Have you ever heard of the islands McConnell and St. Pierre or something?
What are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's an island just a little bit away from those two islands. Yeah.
The island of McConnell and St. Pierre.
Yeah, you know those islands. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
French
islands
are French. This island is about 50 feet away from those islands. mostly just the hotel.
Oh, okay.
It's a very small island.
To be honest, some of the hotel doesn't even fit on the island.
So when you say
some
pool,
of the rooms are leaning
pool,
over
yeah. the pool, that's
yeah.
it's the ocean.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your in-ground pool.
Yeah,
an ocean.
It's the ocean. Okay.
It's the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Right. So you found a body in the ocean.
Yeah, and that freaked me out.
So it washed up behind your hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was old.
And what was his name? Flint? What did I say? Gun?
Finst.
Okay.
Finst,
yeah. And had you
That's
seen
right. I remember when I found the body, I knew there was an N in there, in his first name. I could just tell.
He had one of those faces.
Yeah.
Did you know him? Had you ever stayed at the hotel? Or
one of the employees. A freak.
Well, I couldn't really tell because there was so many sea urchins attached to his face. I was like, what is this, Pirates of the Sea? You know what I'm talking about? C-A-R? You know what I mean? I hate those guys. They're so ugly. So I thought it was one of those guys at first. But yeah, so he could have worked at the hotel for sure.
Right. But you would have known urchin.
Am I helping you?
Yes.
Yeah.
How hot.
But you didn't know anyone on staff named Finst who has now been missing.
No, but to be honest, I don't know everybody's names. The only people's names I know are the ones that I've kissed.
How many of them is that? How many of the 40?
Probably like 30.
You know most of their names.
Nah, there's like 10 I don't like that I've never kissed. It could be one of those ones.
Right, okay, right. Fair.
Regardless, you didn't know Finst.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta remember that half of the time we're on this island hotel, it's dark.
You mean nighttime?
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay.
Oh, you're a nature expert.
Yeah, I know island, and they have night.
Have they not brought electricity to your island?
No, we just deal in...
How do you plug in your karaoke?
It's plastic.
Oh, that's right.
I sing by the ocean, and everyone floats in the ocean with plastic microphones.
Wait, you sing?
Like I hum a song.
Oh, and they sing along.
So I'll be like standing by the ocean, and I'll go, it's karaoke time.
Do you want to try it? You have to try it.
And I distribute the red plastic microphones. And so, for example, I'll start. I go, na na na. Yeah, and then we do that for like 30 hours.
So for over a day.
Yeah. I think that might be how Finns die. He said hay and gulped in a bunch of salt water.
Because they're treading water the whole time?
That does happen. Most of the guests, people dying? Yeah, most of the guests that come to my hotel die. But this is not what we're here for.
You said guests. So you do have people who aren't employees coming over from the mainland.
Sort of. It depends on if some people want to do that.
But some people do.
That's most of them. Depends if people want to
go. I just mean sort of because there's so many other people in the world that don't come to my hotel.
Every hotel. I don't think there's any hotel where they're
we got everyone.
I find that most hotels have that problem. We all meet and talk about it. Some of us are really... you guys don't know this, but a lot of people that own hotels are very... depressed because we know there's so many people out there that are not coming by.
But
that's
some
so funny.
You do have guests.
Yes, we do have guests
coming through.
Yeah, we have all kinds of guests: transients, people running from the law, murderers, musicians.
Murderers.
Wait, musicians?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You ever hear of the Rotten Core Gang?
Yeah, I think I've seen that scribbled on one of the bathroom walls.
Well, that'll help the karaoke.
Yeah.
Proper musicians. Unless they can't swim,
I guess. Punk band from the Cameron House?
That's right. Yeah, whatever.
Steve Jobs?
Rotten to the Core.
That's it.
Yeah.
Was it Rotten to the Core?
What, did you get it wrong?
Yeah, I never cared to learn the name.
Yeah.
Rotten Core. That's punk.
Rotten to the Core? I think so, yeah.
Can I help you?
This is the part that we edit out. But normally we'd just be in a basement, so no one would know we sat there.
Usually there's about 15 minutes where we'll just stare at each other.
I was not in a basement.
What's that?
I've never been in a basement.
Well, so your hotel doesn't have one.
No.
There's no foundation.
It's too dangerous.
It's going to blow away in the wind.
I know.
Oh, that explains the storms you got. That would carry away a pool.
Yeah, it's mostly ocean around us. Yeah. Yeah, it's not fortified at all.
Is that kind of a hurricane area?
I don't even know if the island stays still. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like the island weebles and wobbles. Wibbles and wobbles.
Now, is it a
boat?
To
and fro.
Do you know what a boat is? And how is your island different?
I think it's more like a dirt raft. Yeah.
So a boat made out of dirt, just floating there on the ocean with your hotel on top.
That's right.
I would think that would sink the dirt.
Yeah, me too, man. Science is crazy.
Now, how did you get into this business?
I ran away from...
You were a transient yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That's all the thing. Like, okay.
Bunch of
freaks. That's what it's for. It's for
the freaks
and people that think bad and think different and, like, don't fit into normal society.
And that's you.
That's me. That's my 40 employees, 30 I've kissed, 10 that haven't seen in the light yet. And
wait, you haven't kissed them because you haven't seen them in the light?
That's the thing. Like, oh, wait, what am I kissing here?
I
always stop kissing by dusk.
Well, you need, like, a blasting, like, light on their face to know who you're kissing.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what I'm talking
about.
Good. Jesus,
you know
what I mean?
Nothing sets the mood like a big spot.
Yeah, and then so... the guests of the hotel aren't always like, you know, misfits or whatever, freaks. They're just people that just like kind of want to experience that for a bit. People that screwed up on Priceline or something. You know what right. I mean?
So were you the first person who kind of established the business? You ran away and started this hotel? Or was it already running?
No.
It was already running.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
Sorry,
goodness.
Can you sit down?
Yeah.
This is a murder solving.
You can have this.
No, not up here.
It was already running.
You can sit up here.
Don't tell me to sit down.
But she will.
Yeah, you will.
I like sitting.
This person has answered my question.
And you're upset about that?
No, it's fine.
We'll give you more, man.
I'd rather not talk at all. But I'm here to help.
You just came up here and stole a man's question.
No, I gave a man's answer.
Touché.
Craig Alliance joined the hotel after I established a Waco-style cult.
Sorry, who are you?
No,
that makes sense.
My name is Hillary Flynn.
Hillary Flynn.
Yes, it's not as interesting as Finch Bernstrom, but it's a name.
I need laughs where I can get them. I'm going
to
make silly names.
These guys seem to be super interested in Finch.
Finst, yeah.
You, now, did you know Finst?
Sure, he was one of the 10.
Oh, one of the... You also go around kissing people.
Well,
you have
no.
The same 10?
I don't kiss them. I record who Craig Alliance kisses.
Oh.
Okay.
I keep a notebook in the HR room about who Craig has made out with.
I thought you meant record. You just mean write down.
Both. How come I don't get to do both?
You can
have a notebook in
a 2017. Do
have
both.
You guys have... Are you guys?
Do you know my name?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it, Craig?
You said it earlier.
Craig, what's my name?
Kelsey Granton.
We started kissing once.
It was the best.
But it was,
I swear.
Then the sun rose.
It was right as sunrise was happening.
Or wait, set.
And yeah, Craig,
right as sunset.
Oh, it was both. We kissed once at dusk and once at dawn, and both times as the light was transitioning, Craig threw me into the ocean. Said, I've had enough of you. Kelsey?
She says once, but honestly, we've kissed every January 30 Trun.
So again, never.
What are you talking about?
No, there is a January 30 Trun.
Yeah.
I print a special calendar.
Oh!
You mark it with an X.
I mark it with an X.
Yeah.
You don't care so much about morals. You'll print your own calendar.
I don't care about morals at all. Was that
don't
a question?
Don't say that about Kelsey.
It's Hillary for
Hillary!
Wow.
Maybe it's time we brought up your twin sister, Kelsey.
I think you've been bringing her up a lot already.
Oh, how many times have you kissed Kelsey?
A lot more, and I miss her.
Kelsey was one of the
she
people
ran away
who
with
died.
Finch.
She died.
Yeah.
She died after she
Honestly,
ran away with
yeah,
Finch.
Yeah, we forgot to tell you this, but when we found Finch, Kelsey was also dead body, was holding onto his foot. Yeah.
So we're solving the murder of not only Finch, but his lover and your twin sister, Kelsey.
Kelsey, yes.
To be honest, when we found both of them, I was laughing for quite a while.
Why?
Because it was funny how they were.
Yeah. No, it's a bit strange. She was clutching his foot. We found him in the ocean, but he was in the swimming pool. A lot of the details here are quite stupid.
You seem to have them figured out, though.
Oh, sure.
They're stupid to you.
Finch died in the swimming pool, and we know that because there was chlorine water in his lungs.
Yeah.
I tried to save him by giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Doubling
up by also getting a kiss.
Ah, two for one.
So I know he drowned in a pool, but we found him in the ocean. Now, Kelsey, on the other hand, I didn't give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to.
Which I wanted.
Craig.
What?
You're a freak.
We're all freaks on the island.
I belong on the island, yeah.
Why are you on the island?
Oh,
yeah, you started this whole
started
thing.
Yeah, you must have had a reason.
When I was 26, I followed a Grateful Dead cover band, and I murdered them in their sleep.
And they were
and
grateful.
I said, "Well, you're grateful for it."
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for saying it.
And then I realized, well, I did all of that for a shitty pun. I had,
that's all I do, anything
I had
for.
Better sequester myself to an island. And yeah. then we built a hotel, me and my contractors. Shitty contractors, because part of the hotel isn't even on the island.
Yeah. Right.
But you didn't have to pay them because they drowned as they finished it.
They drowned right as they
finished. They were like building it in the water, sinking down.
Committed to their jobs.
Oh, as you should be.
I'll give them that, you know?
Yeah, so she's the brains behind Crazy Hellhole Island.
And Craig is the heart/uncontrolled libido when
thank you.
When he can see someone's face. Yeah.
I have a lot of testosterone. It's true. I have a hairy back.
Got a hairy back.
So Finst was in love with Kelsey.
Well, I don't know about in love, but
they
were
at least
lovers.
Had a thing.
They had a thing.
To be honest, that makes me mad.
Does it? Because everything you're saying right now sounds so passionless.
No, I...
You're also slightly giggling as you say it.
Well, that's just the way
that's
I am.
Just
that's
who
my
you
disposition.
Are. Craig laughs at everything that makes him uncomfortable.
Well, I was raised by 4 big nude men. Our house was always giggling.
That's why Craig is on the island.
Yeah.
We all have weird upbringings. We got there some way or another.
I literally grew up giggling at bums and dinkies. A very successful businessman. Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. Well, yes, way less funny.
Finst and Kelsey were probably in love. In any case, they were touching each other's bums and dinkies.
That drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. I wanted to kiss Kelsey the most.
Well, you kissed her identical twin.
Yeah. That was...
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun. I don't...
You don't love
Do me. You think that when we kissed there was that thing they call the spark?
Only when we were still using real microphones in the karaoke pool. Otherwise, no, I admit I never
you
really felt it.
You will do anything for a pun.
Shut the fuck up, Steve. Who are you? Who are the two of you that you're solving crimes? Yeah. Where are the police?
You guys are jerks.
If I'm not mistaken, you're all cops, right? And this is like a really...
Did you guys know
this
that...
This is our audition.
You don't audition join the club. To be a cop.
I do. Oh, really? Then why are we...
I am reading for the role of cop tonight.
I do the karaoke, but she... you guys don't know, Hillary does a night where it's just her doing puns, and the guests love it. She's called the Puntisher. There's no reason for the tea.
It's extra. I like it.
Me too. Otherwise,
like
it's just
it.
Punisher,
like
and they
it.
Think they're going to see something awful, so they don't want to go.
I think
honestly,
you're right.
I throw it in.
I think that's
in.
Why I called her that.
You know what? I throw it in because it's tea time, and they don't know what they're getting in for.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I have to go kill myself in the pool.
Wait, Hillary.
No, wait, Hillary.
Hillary.
What?
Craig said he didn't know Finst, but it sounds like you did, at least
well,
a little.
I said
know
I couldn't
Finst.
Recognize his gross face
he
as we found him.
He didn't know Finst because he never kissed Finst, and he was only obsessed with all of the people that he wanted to kiss.
Now that
you not being one of them.
He couldn't recognize Finst, I suppose, because of all those urchins on his face. Clever way of avoiding a lawsuit, by the way.
All urges,
Pirates
no
of
urgent.
The Sea. C-A-R. But, yes, Craig knew that Finst and Kelsey...
Now that you guys mention it, I feel like I knew him very well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah.
Tell me about Finst.
Hmm.
If this is the Finst I'm thinking of now that you guys mention it, I may have shared a room with him for 30 years.
Wow. Finst Bernstrom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
That guy's nice.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, crap.
We cracked this thing wide open. He's nice? Never
but
mind.
I will oh. say I am mad that him and Kelsey kissed someone.
Yeah, your bunkmate
yeah.
was with the girl you wanted. Did you ever talk about Kelsey
Every
with
night
him?
Before we went to bed, I talked about Kelsey... For 3 hours. The number 3 is in this episode a lot.
It's well, it's also
third
in
episode.
Our Waco-style cult. It's one of our magic numbers.
It's, yeah, it's ingrained in my...
What are the other rules of the cult?
Okay, sure. Yes. All right.
It's got to be three.
Oh, boy. You're only allowed to eat red peppers.
Okay. One.
Never die in the ocean.
Two.
Never die in the ocean. Three, when a dying contractor reaches his hand out to be saved from a sinking bit of the island, always say no. Unless you don't want to. I don't know. We're very autonomous in this cult. Every week we pray to a statue of Craig Alliance.
You yeah. have a statue
it's
there?
Man.
Yeah, it's Craig. Made out of dead starfish.
It is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why do you have a statue?
Because he's our god.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
did
it's
I not
a cult
mention
to
that?
You?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a god, and he gets mad that he doesn't get what he wants. Why do you think he could kiss everyone he wanted to?
Yeah.
You think that's normal? No,
no that's
godlike. Only happened in
yeah.
cults.
Also, why do you think our band is mostly folk rock?
That only ever happens in cults.
How did that come to be, though? Because you created the cult before sure. he was there.
Yes, I know.
So were you already worshipping
don't tell me what
somebody?
I fucking did,
okay.
I know. Was I already worshipping Craig Alliance
yeah.
before I met him? Well, sort of.
How did you know about him?
We went to high school together.
Oh, and Kelsey?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I used to carry Kelsey's books, and I used to not carry Hillary's books.
He used to lean up against Kelsey's locker, and he used to shut mine on my face, trapping me inside for a full day where no one noticed I was gone.
And you thought, I gotta pray to this guy.
Well, I didn't think that. Kelsey did.
Sometimes
oh, what?
Sometimes when I was carrying Hillary's books, I would say, can I put these
wait,
in?
No, no, you weren't. You're carrying Kelsey's books.
I was carrying Kelsey's books. Right, thanks.
Hillary's
we'll get angry letters.
We'll
get so much mail if you get that wrong, so we got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, this murder investigation is bogus.
This has all been a sham.
No, but sometimes I would carry Kelsey's books, and I would say, can we put these in your backpack? And she'd say no. But it was obvious nothing else was in her backpack.
But it was a nice gesture.
Was it a nice gesture?
Which gesture? Mine or hers?
Yours was nice, maybe,
yeah,
but she wanted to always have a man do her bidding.
So why did you worship me? We haven't... I forgot to
is
ask.
It the back?
Oh,
the
honestly,
hairy back?
It's because I had a bit of a crush on you, and Kelsey was like, well, actually, I know him well enough that I could make a statue of him. But
yeah.
It's funny because he worshipped me in high school, so wouldn't it be cool to do the reverse and worship him now? She wasn't a bright woman.
Now, what did
no.
Kelsey think about Craig?
Oh, do you want to know the truth, Craig? Do you want to know the truth?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hear it.
The truth is she didn't ever care about you. Not once.
That hurts my stomach.
She spent every night spending... She spent every night spending? Yeah, I like
she's
it.
She's just blowing money.
Time and money. She spent her time talking about Finst.
Three hours a night?
Every night.
Wow.
Did you also go to high school with Finst?
Yeah, he's my best friend. He was kind of like my Jughead.
We all know it. Wait, you fancy yourself the Archie of this situation?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit arrogant. That's a bit arrogant.
I write songs, and in 1986, I was hot for a sec.
Okay.
You write songs?
Okay. Let's hear one, Craig.
Pardon?
I said, let's hear one, Craig.
Okay.
Did you have any about Kelsey?
Yeah. Where have all the whales gone? Down deep. To find Kelsey and Finst. That's where they sleep now.
I should point
out. I love the sunshine.
I think we all assumed it'd be a love song, but this is about their death.
Well, I kind of riff them, you know?
Oh, so you don't write songs, you riff them.
Yeah. Mm. I throw songs out of my mouth like how old men throw nuts at squirrels.
So
you don't remember the nut.
In parks and sporadically.
You feed the squirrels, but you don't remember the nut.
Mm.
You know?
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Imagine an old man fed a squirrel a nut, and then the squirrel ate it, and then the old man went, "Oh no, not that nut!
That's my good nut."
Yeah, that's my good nut. That never happens.
So, do you like it?
I thought it was great.
So how I'm like Archie.
Oh, it's just the songs.
He was hot in 1986.
I was hot in 1986
for a second.
The year I had to run.
Why were you running? Oh, you mean down to your island? Or do you mean literally running?
No, there was a whole year that I ran from Hillary. She was chasing me.
You're in great shape.
It was kind of like a weirder Forrest Gump.
I grew like into I ran my woman's body, and I got a little faster, and I chased him.
Hillary, yeah. What is it about Craig that you're attracted to?
What the hell?
Hey, what is it?
You seem like a smart woman.
Oh, thank you. Honest? I did also start a cult.
Can I say what I think it is?
Sure, Craig.
Power.
You think I'm attracted to you for your power?
Yes.
He would shove you in a locker for days?
I would powerfully shove her in.
It's true. He did control whether or not I got out of that locker.
That's hot.
He did control whether or not my books were carried. Sometimes he would stand in the lunchroom and he would say, "No one sits with Hillary today." And they wouldn't. And then he would go up to the lunch lady and say, "Hillary may only eat red peppers."
Oh, that's why that was in the cult rules, because you got so accustomed to red peppers.
I guess. I don't.
And you thought everyone else should have the same fate.
You know what? I don't like thinking about this.
Okay, let's not.
You have to admit, though, I've mellowed a bit since I got fat and ADHD.
You've mellowed since you got ADHD, yes. That's how it normally works.
I think I got it from the sun.
You probably did. The sun infected you with ADHD.
Yeah, but I'm nice to you at our hotel, I think.
Sure, I guess.
No, Craig, I'm going to turn that question back around on you. What is it about Hillary that in high school made you want to bully her when you were attracted to Kelsey, her twin?
Oh, I was just trying to impress Kelsey.
But why Kelsey over Hillary? Sorry, yeah. Hillary.
No, why? Why Kelsey over me? What a good question. What a good question I've been waiting decades to hear the answer to.
Kelsey's hotter.
We're identical twins!
There's something about Kelsey that gets me.
We wore the same outfits. We walked the same way. We sounded the same. What was it?
You know what it was? Kelsey played hard to get. And for a very powerful man like me, that drives me nuts.
That is such sexist bullshit. I hate it so much.
It drives me nuts.
Oh, I hate that so much.
Yeah.
I hate that so much, and yet I am very turned on.
Yeah. I own my sexism. That's how powerful I am.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, you two makeshift detectives.
We haven't got it yet. We haven't got it yet.
Detectives can be bad at their jobs. So.
You haven't figured it out?
No, we haven't got the job yet.
We haven't got the job yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
how are we doing?
The crime.
Close? We might get it.
We've got a bunch of cops cheering for us here, so.
Yeah, I'm attracted to Craig because he wanted Kelsey and not me. And I'm attracted to Craig because he owns everything about himself.
Now, I want to hear a little bit more about
Finch. That sounds like you hate
me. I gotta go pee.
What?
Bye.
Don't leave me here with her.
Hi. Is he actually leaving?
Don't worry. Someone else is going to walk in.
Oh, that's comforting.
Now, I want to know more about Finch, because I know how Kelsey fits into your guys' lives. He was your Jughead, your best friend. What did you think of Finch?
Well, I mean, I liked Finst. He was nice to me.
Really?
Yes.
One might think he has a crush on you.
What's going on?
Sorry, sir?
What's going on?
Did you just walk into rooms and pick up the mic?
Yeah, I joined a band doing that one time. In this very room.
I'm sorry, who are you?
My name's Cork.
Cork?
What?
Cork?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get that right.
Yeah.
And what brings you here tonight, Cork?
What are you doing here? And why are you looking me directly in the eye?
I heard you were here, Hillary.
Oh, my God.
And you...
That core.
Craig.
Hi.
Oh my God, it's Cork.
It's me from high school.
Oh, Cork.
Hi, Cork.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Please tell me you like Hillary.
Oh my God, Cork.
Yeah.
What?
Good. I feel bad for her right now.
Yeah.
Greg.
I sent you a message in a bottle of your hotel.
Oh my God.
Did you get it?
Cork, what the shit?
I keep throwing bottles in the water.
I know, Cork.
Are you getting them?
No, I'm not getting them, Cork. The shark that lives just off the island keeps eating them.
Damn him. Damn him. I wrote him a letter and I said, stop it.
He ate it. He's a shark.
I know. I was foolish.
Cork, you went to high school with
what?
These two?
Yes. Who are you?
Do you know? You've been at the hotel, you
Whose
say?
Whose beer is this?
Yours now, Cork. Drink up.
Do you
what?
Know Kelsey and Finst?
Yeah.
Do you know what's
yeah.
happened to them?
From high school. I wrote them letters and bottles, and they haven't got back to me yet.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but they were found dead.
Why?
In the pool ocean outside your hotel.
In the big pool? The Atlantic pool?
The Atlantic pool.
Oh.
It was gross.
Were there urchins on his face?
Urchins on his face.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Some poo coming out of his bum.
That's normal for a dead body.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It's not normal for it to stick there.
I thought the pool would wash that away.
But that's the magic of the ocean, you know? It does some
cool
things.
Yeah, it is magical.
You're right, it is magical.
Cork!
What?
Cork wasn't allowed into the cult.
By you?
By me. He was just a little
what?
Too obsessive.
But I agreed Jesus. With Hillary.
I applied. And you don't even have to.
I know, exactly, Cork. That's why you just tried a little hard, you know? We like a breezier atmosphere in our cult.
But I've been listening through the walls, and I know you like power now. So I'll work on that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I can work on that. I can be, really tough. I'm going to own a corp.
Oh, my God.
Cork.
What?
You will always be weak.
Oh. This is back when you guys said everyone sit at Cork's table in the lunchroom, and then they all would pile on top. They said sit in Cork's seat specifically.
Yeah.
And then
I
got
table
crushed.
Broke,
and
you got a
flipped.
Series of splinters after it flipped.
Yeah.
And you were sent to the hospital.
Yeah.
We didn't see you for 3 months.
But at least you guys remembered my name.
No.
I was mean to both of you. Isn't that nice?
What do you think is nice, Craig?
Ah, the sun.
That's what gave you ADHD.
Oh, crap. I'll get him.
Yeah, that's the most powerful move of all. Get the sun.
So, Cork, we're trying to figure out
what
happened to Finston.
I'd like to know.
Well, we'd all like to know.
Okay.
Cork is the only guy I know that's allergic to any kind of chips.
Now, tell me more about that.
It's true. He's allergic
any
to
any kind.
Name a kind. I'm allergic.
I'm not going to go through
regular.
Naming all of them.
Those are okay.
You know those new Petro?
Those are iffy, but they're not bad. I'm okay with those, yeah.
He would eat chips, and then I would punch him in the stomach, and we'd barf, and we'd call him a loser.
Yeah. But then you were like, allergies.
Yeah.
So I haven't eaten them since.
Yeah. Have you tried Pop Chips?
No,
they're so stupid.
All right. Now, when you found the body.
What a fun aside that was.
Craig.
It's observational.
When you found the body, and I'm hoping you were there too, Hillary.
I was there, yes.
And
I'm always behind Craig.
And Cork, you too?
I parked just off the island.
I'm always behind Craig. Cork is always just
and I throw the bottles at you.
Me. I know, Cork.
Why are you getting them?
Cork, because I'm avoiding you.
Cork
has
a weird, like, love pentagon going on here.
Isn't that
five of you guys.
Isn't that convenient?
Isn't it nice?
Listen, Cork has a dinghy.
Hey.
And we literally call him the dinghy in the dinghy. And he tries to flag us with his shirt all the time.
It's true.
And we know it's you. So Cork technically saw the bodies come out too, but he was just 50 feet away. In
dinghy.
Oh no, my God, I just realized something.
What?
What?
I'm your Cork. I'm always trying to.
And
hard.
You were Kelsey's Cork.
But that doesn't make
did
sense.
Did Kelsey have a crush on anyone?
Oh, wow.
Well, she loved Finst. And I'm sorry to tell you, but Finst loved me.
Oh, my G.
Everyone
so you were
kind of
cut out of
Cork.
This.
Cork,
that
no one wants
that explains why Kelsey was holding on to Finst's foot as they both got.
Yes, and why Finst was trying to get back onto the island where
hey,
I was.
Hey, this is a corker of an episode.
Oh, shut the fuck up,
You
Cork.
Like those. You like those.
Cork, you're popping off, and I don't like it.
Low-hanging fruit from that ceiling.
Which he likes those, and I have a crush. It's character.
Cork, you're
here's,
a fucking
here's
loser.
Another,
warranted,
okay, here's
but,
a cork pun
yes,
for
yes,
you.
Yes, okay, great. You said the bottle
here's a cork
one, but it didn't
pun.
Land.
I wish you would stop.
What's that mean?
That's a cork pun because Cork is in Ireland. And I said, I rish instead of I wish.
Oh, okay? I rish.
You know
yes.
what?
Like a Scooby-Doo thing.
Oh, shut. Why am I here still?
We're trying to figure
why
out
am I here
what happened to your sister.
A man is yelling at me that he doesn't want me. And we're trying to figure out how,
man
how
is
my
yelling
sister
at you
died.
That he
I don't,
does
I don't,
want you.
I don't care how my sister died, and I don't want you, Cork.
Okay.
I'm better than you.
Noted, true, but you haven't seen my dinghy. Come on.
Cork,
come on out. No, I'm in my boat. You come on out and spend one romantic day in the sun. We won't
Cork,
go to the evening.
Honestly,
yes.
You keep moving your microphone closer to me, and it is making me want to kiss you.
Okay, well.
So?
I'll do it. You know I'll do it.
That's weird.
If they do, we have to.
I'll do it.
So you don't care about your sister at all?
Well, she ruined
my life. Do you care about
life.
Finst?
I suppose.
He was a nice guy. Did he deserve to have this happen?
No. No, he didn't.
So, those who saw his body up close, any injuries, other than the urchins, because I'm assuming that was after, other than the poo sticking to his butt.
Anyways, the chlorine in his lungs, right?
Chlorine water in,
yeah,
in
that's
their lungs.
Right.
Chlorine water in both of their lungs.
Well, in his, anyway. I don't know about her.
He had a really deep scrape by his tendon.
Were you
right by the tendon, huh?
Oh, that's yeah. the worst part.
Achilles? Were you trying to
thank
find
you.
The word Achilles?
Yeah. Yes. By okay, the where Kelsey was holding his foot.
So almost like Kelsey did it herself.
Holy shit! I don't know.
Possible.
Yeah.
Why would
that's
she do that
possible.
To the one she loved?
Here's the thing. My bottles have been breaking on the shore for a while. So there's a lot of glass floating in that ocean, boys and girls. And my concern is if you're out there for too long treading water in a karaoke marathon, you might snip a tendon. Does that check out? Is that helpful?
Right, it could be.
Shut
could be.
Up.
I like the Kelsey
what about,
angle.
What? The chlorine in his lungs, though.
Oh, yeah.
And they were found in the ocean where there is no chlorine, but with chlorine in the lungs. So they came from the pool. That's where they drowned.
I got a chlorine.
I forgot to say that an
oh.
autopsy. Yeah, shut up, Cork.
Yeah, it's fair.
An autopsy discovered that there was at least 30 to 300 pancakes in Kelsey's belly. That would make her heavy so that she can sink.
So when she would, let's say, clasp on to someone
that
she
loves like crazy, that she loves like crazy. Holy shit! I'm so smart.
That I'm a nerd, as you know. And as you guys get lower in the ocean, it starts to become chlorine.
Cork, have you ever kissed a girl during the day?
Yeah, if it's at night, it doesn't count, Cork.
Only at night.
Night kisses don't.
I've only had a bunch of sex at night.
Oh,
ew.
Oh, Cork. Ew, yeah.
Under the guise of darkness?
I know it doesn't count. I'm
that's
embarrassed.
Disgusting, yeah.
Who makes the food at your hotel? Would that be you, Craig? Sorry to spook you like that.
Yes, I make all of the pancakes. Only pancakes on our island, BTW.
Yeah, I know.
So you do make all the food.
Yeah, it's easy.
So you made all those pancakes that she ate?
Yeah, I guess, unless she went to McConnell and St. Pierre and got pancakes that day.
Those are the other islands around us, right?
Pretty sure.
They sounded like businessmen names, and I was wondering if they
those
were one
your
of your
dad.
Fathers with their dick.
Oh, sorry.
Bag.
No.
I spoiled that.
So would you have kept giving her pancakes as a sign of love? I'm leading it here. But
she kept asking me to fill her up.
And you didn't stop. You never thought
she
that's too
to me,
many pancakes.
She said to me, fill her up, yeah. And
we
I was
mostly
like,
eat red peppers. You know how small our stomachs are.
Yeah, I know.
No. Well, Craig, as the cult god, you're allowed to eat whatever you want.
I eat some pancakes. I eat some hot pepper pancakes.
Yeah.
So you're the only one who eats pancakes unless you decide except to give them to someone you have a crush on.
Me and the woman I love dearly. Yeah.
So you killed her.
When someone says fill her up and I want to have sex with her, I do it with pancakes.
Is that the move? Is that what I should be doing?
Oh, fuck off.
Clark, it doesn't matter what you do if it's at night.
I will give you so many pancakes in the day.
Clark.
In the day.
Clark, I almost kissed you, but I didn't.
I almost kissed this man. He reminds me of my poor dad.
So you filled Kelsey up with 30 to 300 pancakes.
Maybe. Either way, it's a lot.
It was Valentine's Day.
That's enough to kill a woman like her.
Wait, Valentine's Day? Wait a minute. Valentine's Day is like January 38th, basically.
Yeah,
that is January 38th.
Holy
it's
shit.
Valentine's Day.
My vacation.
The ultimate vacation.
I knew that the whole time.
You killed Kelsey on your vacation. And by doing so, she dragged down Flint in the pool.
Crap. I didn't mean to.
This was the girl you loved, you inadvertently killed.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it appears so, whatever.
See, Eddie,
you didn't mean to murder her, but...
I just want to say that I don't think of Hillary as my cork. Like, yeah...
Thank you.
No. No, I don't think of her as shit as I think of you. I respect Hillary's business acumen.
Right.
And quick wit with puns.
I've got a pretty big crush on Cork.
Oh. Maybe you guys can die in the ocean together.
He used to shove me into lockers, I don't know.
Wait, you went to our high school too?
Yeah, but I was always in the locker because Cork would put me in there. Then you guys would put Cork in a locker,
and
so
I
he couldn't get me out.
I said, someday when there's someone lesser than you, you can shove them in a locker.
Oh, my God, you've been Sal Fonz the whole time?
I'm
Sal Fonz from the locker?
I don't understand that reference.
His name was Sal Fonz when we were in high school. Cork's kid that he bullied.
Oh,
the locker menace.
I see.
It doesn't matter anymore. You're a murderer. We figured it out.
Yeah.
Maybe a manslaughter.
Fuck you, Sal Fonz. Huh?
Did you really mean to murder her? Did you put her in the ocean, or did she throw herself in, weighed down by all of those pancakes?
Good.
Maybe she committed suicide because Finst never loved her.
Yeah, she
did
it.
That's exactly how I feel.
Or maybe she was so desperate to have Finst love, she dragged him into the ocean with her and weighed him down with her fat little belly.
That's, yeah. No, because honestly, I was just giving her pancakes because I love her. Is there something in court that makes sense?
I think so. I think you're just an accessory.
Oh. Do I still go to jail?
I think in most cases.
Oh, that's lame.
Well, no, not here, because we are a cult.
And you're
so
in international waters.
We're in international waters.
Well, and he's the god.
Technically, we can kill you as soon as this is over.
Well, we're just...
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. I want to thank... Chris Locke.
Hi.
I want to thank
Thanks.
Nicole Passmore.
That's me.
I want to thank Nick Nemeroff, who kicked this thing off. Tom Shank in the booth.
Yay.
I want to thank all of you guys.
Well.
Katie Lawrence here tonight.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want to thank Shivani. She does our end bit.
Yeah.
I want to thank Matt Probst, who does our theme song.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Seth, with me for 100 episodes.
Yeah, I've never been on an episode, but you seem real swell. You're a good guy, man. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for coming, guys. This
thank
was a
you.
Lot.
Well,
Killed to Death is produced and engineered by Steve Cook and Griffin Teplitsky. Special thanks to Under the Sun, Katie Lohr, and Tom Shank. Rate and subscribe on iTunes, and like Killed to Death on Facebook, so they know how to value their worth as human beings.